When Abigail Spanberger pulled into her driveway the afternoon of February 21st, 2017, her husband, Adam, was vacuuming Cheerios from the seats of their minivan, stale remnants left by their three young daughters, Claire, Charlotte, and Catherine. Oh, good, thought Spanberger, a 37-year-old consultant and former CIA operative. Now nobody has to sit on crushed cereal. Adam worked from home as a computer engineer and only had to commute from upstairs. But Spanberger had rushed from her corporate office in Richmond, Virginia, to their house in the upscale suburb of Glen Allen, and now had just enough time to say hello to the girls before leaving again. After a quick round of hugs and kisses at the kitchen table, she grabbed a Costco-sized bag of cheddar popcorn, thanked her mother-in-law for babysitting, and ran outside to greet four local activists who just arrived on her doorstep. Dressed in winter coats and knit hats, they clutched the lids of their coffees and loaded into the van, where Adam already had the heat blasting. "Ready?" Spanberger asked, shoving a fistful of popcorn into her mouth. In all the hurry and excitement, there was no time for dinner. A couple of miles down the road, Republican Congressman Dave Brat, an ardent Trump supporter and member of the conservative House Freedom Caucus, was preparing to make the same 90-minute trek. Much like Spanberger, he also lived with his family in a planned community in Glen Allen, one with crisp new houses in whites and tans and brick, manicured lawns stretched out in front of them. Driving through its neatly paved streets, you'd never have guessed that this town, one of the wealthiest zip codes in Virginia, a polite place where locals can tee up at the golf club and buy organic groceries at Whole Foods, had become a hotbed of political activism since Trump won the presidency. Indeed, before the 2016 election, it had been the sort of community where talking politics was considered rude, and putting a campaign sign on your front lawn might spark dirty glances from the neighbors. But the mood in the usually reserved suburb had shifted from polite acceptance to active resistance in just a few months, and Brat was about to learn what he was up against. By the time Spanberger arrived at Blackstone Herb Cottage, a casual restaurant on the edge of the district where Brat was holding his first in-person town hall since the election, there was already a line of people waiting outside its glass doors. Like them, Spanberger was there as a constituent looking for answers. She especially wanted to know where Brat stood on healthcare. Over the next 2 hours, hundreds of men and women, concerned about everything from the future of the Affordable Care Act to Russia's interference in the election, joined them. Many had also driven an hour or more, and a large number held signs while they waited for their chance to confront Brat. If the congressman had intended to avoid angry constituents by holding the event so far from the center of the district, he'd failed miserably. "It's grilling time," read one sign, referring to a comment Brat had made after the 2016 election that, "the women are in my grill no matter where I go." A female resident held a piece of cardboard responding to Brat's remarks that people were being paid to protest against him, a page torn from the Trump playbook. "This grandma drove 165 miles to be in your grill, Mr. Brat, and no one paid me to be here. We pay you to be here. Do your job," she had scribbled in black marker. Brat, an economist with a master's in divinity from Princeton Theological Seminary, not to be confused with the Ivy League University, had sent shockwaves through the Beltway in 2014 when he ousted then-House Majority Leader Eric Cantor in the GOP primary. In retrospect, his campaign was a mini-preview for Trump's presidential run. Brat was a Tea Party-backed Washington outsider who ran on a largely anti-immigration platform. When supported by Steve Bannon, then at Breitbart News, and right-wing TV and radio host Laura Ingraham, who in turn bolstered Brat's candidacy with positive coverage. Cantor, on the other hand, was a seven-term congressman, a career politician well-respected within the Republican establishment. He was despised by the likes of Bannon and Ingraham, who perceived him as being weak on immigration and who were also eager to turn the GOP on its head. And he was also criticized by a growing number of constituents who felt he didn't come around the district enough and therefore wasn't in touch with their interests.